A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Brachos Gimel, Amud Aleph, Brachos 3a, pagination, page 5. The original Mishnah in the Masechta introduced a start time and an end time for the mitzvah of reciting Shema. The end time, which is what we will focus on this morning according to the Shita of Rabbi Eliezer, is the first third of the night. That means that from nightfall, for the first third or 4 hours of the night, you are able to do the mitzvah of reciting the evening Shema. The Gemara tells us that there are specific situations by which the thirds of the night can be identified, both on earth and in the heavenly realm. On earth, we're told that the first third, the donkey brays, the second third, the dogs cry out, and in the third third of the night, as it nears dawn, the child, nurses, and people who are sleeping in the same room, such as a husband with a wife, would begin to talk to each other. They're beginning to awake from their sleep. Likewise, which becomes more of the focus of today's daf, we're told that in the heavenly realm, the thirds of the night are also significant because Hashem cries out, roars like a lion, the Gemara tells us, regarding Sha'og Yishag Al-Naveyu, crying out, roaring regarding his abode, regarding the Beis HaMikdash. And the Gemara will elaborate on that theme, and the mitzvah that we will focus on is Amen Yeheshme Rabba Mevarach, the declaration that a Jew makes in the midst of Kaddish, very similar to the statement of Shema, where we accept Hashem's sovereignty upon us. We begin about midway on the page. The first words on the line are Lekum Velikri, and we begin from the next word, Omar Rav Yitzchak Bar Shmuel Mishmei Derav. Rav Yitzchak Bar Shmuel said in the name of Rav, Gimel Mishmaros Hava Halayla. There are three watches to the night. The night can be divided into thirds. V'al kol mishmar u'mishmar, and on each watch, Yosheva HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'shoei ko'ari, Hashem cries out like a lion, v'omer, and he says, Oy lebanim, woe to the children, sheba'avonoseyem hechravti es beisi, because of their sins, I had to destroy my Beis HaMikdash and send them into exile amongst the nations of the world. Starting from the two dots at the end of the next line, Tanya, we learned. Amar Rabbi Yosi says, Famachas, one time, Hayisi Mahalach Baderach, I was going on the way, V'nechnasni L'churva Achas Mechuvos Yerushalayim Lehispalo, and I went into one of the ruins of Yerushalayim in order to daven. Bo Eliyahu Zocher Latov, Eliyahu Anovi came, V'shomar li ala Pesach, and he waited for me by the doorway, at shesiyamti tefilosi, until I finished my tefillah. Lacha shesiyamti tefilosi, once I was done, Omar li, he said to me, Shalom alecho Rebbe, peace upon you Rebbe. V'amarti lo, and Rabbi Yosi responded, Shalom alecho Rebbe umori. V'omar li, and he said to me, Bini, my son, Mipnei ma nechnasta l'churvazu, why did you go into this room? Amarti lo lehispalol, I went into Davin. V'omar li, and he said to me, Hayelacha lehispalol baderech, you should have davened on the way, and you should not have gone into the room. The Gemara will later explain that there are three reasons a person should not go into a room. You could glance at the last line of the page in the Gemara. Mepnei cheshad, because people will accuse him or wonder about him that he has some illicit meeting taking place in the room. Mepnei Hamapoles, because of the danger that a ruin might cave in as you walk there. Or Mepnei Hamazikin, and because of spiritual entities that could do damage that might be present in a ruin. So that even though the ruin seems to be a nice private place to daven, it's not a safe thing to do. It's not a proper thing to do. In any case, this is what Rabbi Yossi did. The Amarti Lo, the last small line on the page, Misyore Yayisi, I was afraid, Shema Yafsiku Beovri Devat Rachim, I was afraid that if I would daven on the pathway, then people would interrupt me. And therefore I went into the ruin, V'Omar Li, and Eliyahu told me, Hayulacholis, Pal Tefila Katsara, you should have stayed on the path, in a safe place, and you should have davened a shortened tefillah. Rashi says this refers to Havinenu, an abridged version of Ar Shmona Esrei, which will be discussed on a later blat. Ba'osa Sha'a, Rabbi Yossi says, at that time I learned three things. I learned I should not go into a ruin. I learned that you should daven on the pathway. And I learned that if you need to daven on the pathway and you're afraid you'll be interrupted, you should daven a brief tefillah. The end of the third wide line, Va'omar Li, and Eliyahu said to me, which gets to the focus of our topic of the three watches and Hashem roaring regarding something that bothers him. Bini, my son, Ma kol shamata b'churva zu, what voice did you hear while you were in the ruin in Jerusalem? Ve'amarti lo, and I said, Shamati baskol, I heard a voice, shemenahemes kayona, that was cooing like a dove, ve'omeres, and it was saying, Oy lebonim shabav onosei mechrafti espesi, woe to the children that I had to destroy my Beis HaMikdash because of their sins and send them into exile. Va'omar li, next line, and Eliyahu said to me, Chayecha v'chiroshcha, I swear, Lo shazu bilvad omer eskach. It's not just a one-time thing that you heard. Ela b'chol yom v'yom shalosh pa'amim omer eskach. This occurs three times a day. V'lo zu bilvad, not only that, but in the time that Klal Yisrael come in, v'onin yehe shmei hagodol nevorach, and they say yehe shmei rabbah, gadol being the Hebrew word for rabbah, they accept Hashem's holiness into their lives, as the Nefesh HaChaim describes that yehe shmei rabbah is la'olam ula'omei olmaya, to bring Hashem's holiness from his world, kaviyachol, of spirituality into our world of physicality. Where is Hashem found? Wherever man lets him in, this is an invitation that as far as I'm concerned, I'm interested in Hashem being in my life. When Hashem hears that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu menanea rosho, HaKadosh Baruch Hu nods his head, ve'omer, and he says, Ashrei HaMelech, lucky is the king, shemekalsim oso beveso kach, that would be praised like this in his home. Malo la'av, woe to the father, shehigle espanav, that had to send his children into exile, v'oylohem lebonim shagolu mi'al shulchan aviyem, and woe to the children that were sent from the table of their father and don't have the high level of relationship that they ought to have. What is the significance of yehe shmei gadol mevorach? So especially in Galus, it's an invitation for Hashem's holiness to be in my life. A bit in certain ways similar to the great declaration of Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, acknowledging that Hashem exists, but Yehi Shmei Rabbah actually invites Hashem into our lives. And Hashem is roaring, or according to the statement of Rabbi Yossi, as he perceived it during the daytime, cooing like a dove, but Hashem is focusing on the fact that Klal Yisrael are not doing this in the Beis HaMikdash, where it would be ideal to invite Hashem into this world in the Beis HaMikdash setting, may it be rebuilt speedily and in our days. One comment about this conversation between Rabbi Yossi and Eliyahu. Eliyahu finds the need to swear an oath that this is not a one-time thing, that Hashem is focused on Klal Yisrael and the loss of the Beis HaMikdash. But Eliyahu swears, not just now, but three times a day, and whenever Klal Yisrael comes into the yeshivas or to the shuls, and says, Yehi Shmei Rabba. Why did Eliyahu feel the need to swear? It occurred to me that in the laws of Shmiras HaLashon, the Chafetz Chaim describes that sometimes you're allowed to be Mishane Mepnei HaShalom. You're allowed to adjust things a little bit because of peace. But you're not allowed to swear to that effect. And perhaps Pshat over here is that Eliyahu knew that if he would just say, oh, Hashem does this three times a day, and every time you say Yesh Mei Rabba, it might somehow be construed as an exaggeration for the sake of shalom between Hashem and his people. And therefore, Eliyahu goes ahead and makes an oath to this effect to make it clear to Rabbi Yossi that Hashem's focus regularly is indeed about Klal Yisrael in Galus and a yearning for them to return. Have a wonderful day.